I want to spend a few shiurim looking at some of the issues associated with Tfilat Maariv on Motzei Shabbat. I'll start off with the question of when to daven Maariv on Motzei Shabbat. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says that one should delay davening Maariv a little bit in order to add from Chol to Kodesh, in order that the sanctity of Shabbat should be extended into the normality of the coming week somewhat. This whole din of Tosefet Shabbat is a shiur in its own right. It's Machloket Rishonim, whether it applies to Shabbat and Yom Tov, or only, as the Rambam seems to think, only to Yom Kippur. But certainly the way that we paskan is there's a din of Tosefet Shabbat, so that we don't take out Shabbat. Immediately becomes dark on Motzei Shabbat, we wait a little bit. So Min HaDin, that really only applies to Issur Melacha, meaning that after it's got dark, you have to wait a couple of minutes till you can do Melacha. Nevertheless, we try and delay Maariv as well. This is what the Mishnah Brura and other Achronim say, but the Minhag is to delay the Tefillah also. Though the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel says that a person who's anus, that means it's very pressing circumstances, is able to daven Maariv on a Motzei Shabbat, even from Plag HaMincha, so before sunset, even before it gets dark, you can daven Maariv, you can say Atachon Antanu, etc., provided that you don't do Melacha until Motzei Shabbat, until Shabbat has properly gone out. But the Mishnah Brura and the other Achronim say that it's not correct to do this, because what can happen is a person's davened Maariv already, they'll think that Shabbat's gone out, or somebody else might think that Shabbat's gone out, and they'll come to do Melacha. Nevertheless, there are communities, particularly in the summer, where Motzei Shabbat is very, very late, is that they daven a little bit before the published time of Motzei Shabbat. That doesn't really seem to be a problem. Number one, as we said, that the ikkar is that you daven just at Motzei Shabbat. You don't need to, strictly speaking, you don't need to delay the davening. And besides that, probably Shabbat has formally gone out a little bit before the published time. The published time includes Tosefet Shabbat as well. We're bound by that. That's the minhag of Hamakom, not to take out Shabbat till a particular time after Teif HaKochavim. But certainly 10 minutes before, in many senses, it's already nightfall. We're machmir in terms of not doing melacha, particularly if you just daven about 10 minutes before. So by the time you finish Maariv, people are still in shul when Shabbat actually goes out. So that shouldn't be a problem. But having said that, certainly in the winter, one shouldn't rush to daven Motzei Shabbat, earlier than the Zman. Besides everything else, it shows a certain eagerness to be done with Shabbat, and we should be reluctant to say farewell to Shabbat. In actual fact, the Mishnah Brura and other Achronim brings down that there's minhagim to sing various mizmorim before davening Maariv on Motzei Shabbat. The Mishnah Brura gives three reasons for this. One is that we should accompany the exit of Shabbat with mizmorim and singing. It's a form of kavod to Shabbat. Secondly, it delays Maariv a little bit so that we can be Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. And thirdly, people get to shul hopefully a little bit before Maariv. They don't walk in after Baruch Hu, they walk in a little bit before, so that there's no Sicha B'Teila in shul. You don't have just everybody standing around, so to say some Mizmorim, sing some Mizmorim. That's a very nice minhag. I don't really know why our shul doesn't do that, but it's a very nice way to conclude Shabbat. The Rama in Se'if Bet says that the minhag is to say v'hu rachum and baruchu in a lengthy way, that to drag it out a little bit. And this is the Rama in Se'if Gimel, says you say v'hu rachum and baruchu barichut noam with an extended tune, again to delay the conclusion of Shabbat. This is a very ancient custom brought down in the name of the Bahag, Rav Hai Gaon, Rav Amram Gaon. It's found in the Machzor Vitri, Rashi and in the Siddur Rashi. So it's really a very ancient minhag to extend Shabbat in that way and delay the tefillah just a little bit more. And I saw in a particular sefer that in actual fact, that even if the chazan isn't careful to lengthen his Vehu Rachum and his Baruchu, nevertheless, the congregation, when they respond, Baruch Hashem Amvorach L'Olam Va'ed, they should drag it out, again, for the same reasons, to delay the conclusion of Shabbat. Ad Kan.